Hello and welcome to the WebSurfing Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Amazon is looking to grow as an advertising platform. Yandex.checkout introduces Apple Pay and internet censorship in France saw a dramatic increase in 2016. Amazon is looking to expand its advertising business in order to compete with the world's largest ad platforms. Currently, the e-commerce company's share in the American advertising market stands at around 1.6% compared to the 58% split between Google and Facebook. However, a report from Bloomberg has revealed that Amazon is attempting to set up a system more similar to that of Google's, including new advertising tools and services. Analysts have forecasted that with the company's close relationship with the brands who sell within its own marketplace, advertising on Amazon may lead to quicker conversions. Another update expected by the company is the addition of paid advertising on its Alexa virtual assistant. Using the information that Alexa can supply to brands, such as preferred forms of entertainment, this also gives companies an advantage that is not available through Google or Facebook. The CEO of WPP, the largest advertising space buyer in the world, Martin Sorrell, said that the company that would worry me if I was a client more than Google and Facebook is Amazon. Yandex.checkout has announced that it's now accepting Apple Pay as a form of payment. Currently, Yandex.checkout is the largest payment service provider in Russia and until now has not allowed merchants to accept Apple's payment system. However, consumers will now be able to add it as a payment option when purchasing items on apps and websites. According to Yandex, since the announcement, over 2,000 companies have also expressed interest in introducing the contactless payment option. Yandex.Money's chief commercial officer said that contactless payments were currently increasing in popularity in Russia, adding that it can become an additional pretext for a spontaneous purchase. French internet censorship has risen steeply throughout 2016. It was announced by the country's interior minister, Bruno Le Roux, that last year French authorities made 2,700 orders that pages be blocked or removed. This is up from around 300 blocks and 850 delistings throughout 2015. Le Roux said that the French police had given themselves unprecedented means to reinforce the efficacy of our actions due to the country facing an extremely serious terror threat. However, the release of the information was met with criticism in some corners, such as the founder of OVH, one of Europe's top internet hosting providers, who said that the growth of censorship could merely be seen as political posturing. The clampdown on extremist online content in France began after it was hit by the Paris terror attacks in 2015. Cesnam has invested in e-commerce logistics after the purchase of a 17% stake in Zavazoo, a transportation services app. Whilst a price was not announced, Cesnam will be integrating the app into its classified S-Bazaar service as an alternative delivery option. Zavazoo works as a way to transport items between places via a community-based database. Users can then hire a ferryman who will move the items and can be tracked at all times. It's expected that the new delivery feature will help Cesnam catch up with its marketplace competition in the Czech Republic, Bazos. Similar Web reported that Bazos received over 4 million more visits than Cesnam's S-Bazaar service in just December last year. And finally, India's global tourism increase is attracting new tech business to the country. More people are venturing outside of India on holiday, opening up a new market for holiday marketplace apps such as Travel Triangle. As a result of this growing market, Travel Triangle has attracted $10 million of investment, which it says will go towards hiring more employees, assisting in achieving its aim to offer consumers 100 different global holiday destinations. According to Raghav Bal of Bessemer Venture Partners, the outbound leisure market is estimated to be worth about $10 billion, which conservatively is set to double by 2020. He also added that currently 65 million Indians hold passports, with only 18 million going abroad in 2016, leaving the market open for high levels of growth. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.